DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, May 23rd. And two notorious spies are the subjects of plays by Alan Bennett, Guy Burgess in An Englishman Abroad and Anthony Blunt in A Question of Arbitration. Both plays can be heard on Radio 4 Extra at 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. Alexander Armstrong celebrates the work of the inimitable P.G. Woodhouse on Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And a performance of Puccini's final opera, Torrando, is on Radio 3 at 6 p.m. On to Sunday, May 24th. The castaway in Desert Island Discs is actress Emily Watson, Radio 4, 10 a.m. An adaptation of Sue Townsend's The Growing Pains of Adrian Mole is on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 lunchtime or 6:30 p.m. When Shiraz Calls, a personal account of the day-to-day life in Iran, told through the telephone calls by two Iranian sisters, one in the UK, the other in the city of Shiraz. Radio 4, 1:30, after the world at 1. The two top teams go head-to-head in the final of Round Britain Quiz, hosted by Kirsty Lang, on Radio 4 at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. My Sister's Daughter presents the stories of people who unexpectedly took in family members' children. Radio 4, 7:15, Sunday evening. On to programmes then that are broadcast at the same time every day, Monday to Friday. Same time, same radio station, every day of the week. The Lonely Londoners is an account of Caribbean immigrants who, as part of the Windrush generation arriving in Britain in 1948, looked to build new lives for themselves in London. Radio 4 Extra, all week, 8:30 in the morning, 1:30 or 7:30 p.m, Monday to Friday. Detective brings us five thrillers by Ray Barr on Radio 4 Extra, each day this week, 6 a.m, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m. The Book of the Week is Frostlines by Neil Shea, exploring how the Arctic is changing as warming reshapes the planet. Radio 4 for this, 11:45, all week, Monday to Friday. Tick-Tock, The Working Week in 5 Days, finds out how the working week looked for most of human history before Henry Ford's introduction of the 40-hour week in 1926. Radio 4, 1:45, all week, Monday to Friday. Composer of the Week is the jazz trumpeter, composer and bandleader Miles Davis to mark the centenary of his birth. Radio 3, 4 o'clock each day this week. Live concerts from the Wigmore Hall to celebrate its 125th anniversary, also taking place all week on Radio 3 at 7:45 in the evening. And Book of Bedtime, this week and next, in fact, is John of John by Douglas Stewart. An art school graduate returns to his home on the island of Harris to face an uncertain future. Radio 4, all week, Monday to Friday, 10:45 p.m. for Book at Bedtime. Back to the individual programmes then to listen to through the week. On Monday, May 25th, which is actually Bank Holiday Monday. Who Cares is the title of a new series from Mary Bork, investigating the social care system. Radio 4, 9:45, Monday morning. It's an episode of Dad's Army on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 noon and 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4 Extra. In Great Lives, the subject is Cleopatra, moving on from the image created by Shakespeare on Hollywood and reclaiming her as an astute politician determined to keep Egypt from falling to Rome. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Monday afternoon. Abandoned on the Strait of Hormuz asks what's happening in a vital shipping lane for the world's oil. Radio 4 for this at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon. For fans of the panel show, there's an episode of Just a Minute on Radio 4 Extra at 2 in the afternoon or 8 p.m. if you prefer. And also The Unbelievable Truth, hosted by David Mitchell, in the comedy slot Radio 4, 6:30 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday, May 26th, the new drama series is a radio adaptation of the award-winning 1996 TV drama Our Friends in the North by Peter Flannery, examining the politics and changes across Britain from the 60s to the 90s, seen through the varying fortunes of four friends. Radio 4, Tuesday afternoon, 2:15. In the series History Heroes, Eileen, Camper Carter Brown and the Anti-Nuclear Campaign. Here's how a group of Aboriginal women resisted a nuclear program that threatened their traditional land in Australia. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. A Question of Guilt is a radio thriller by Philip Levin, set in 1962. Peter Harris finds himself in prison for killing his landlady, but he swears he's innocent. If he didn't do it, who did? Radio 4 Extra, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or 9 p.m. for some evening drama. LA, rising from the ashes, meets the architects leading LA's recovery from 2025's devastating fires, who are hoping to rebuild in a way that makes the area better prepared for a disaster. Radio 4, 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And In Touch brings us news, views and information for people who are blind or partially sighted, presented by Peter White, as usual. Radio 4, 8:40 p.m. Wednesday, May 27th. In Stella Remington and the Cambridge Spies, the former Director General of MI5 uses the BBC archives to re-examine the impact of the Cambridge Spies both on her life and the establishment. Ready for Extra, Wednesday morning at 10 or 4 p.m. in the afternoon. In The Law Show, the programme asks what exactly the offence misconduct in public office means, for which Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor and Peter Mandelson are both being investigated. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Wednesday afternoon. Choral Evensong comes from St David's Cathedral on Radio 3 at 3. And The Black Spectacles is a dramatisation of the 1939 whodunit in the Dr Gideon Fell series. It stars Donald Sinden and it's on Radio 4 Extra at 3 o'clock or 9 p.m. Thursday, May 28th. There's Vintage Comedy with an edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again. There's Vintage Comedy with an edition of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again from 1965. Radio 4 Extra, 7:30 in the morning, 12:30 at lunchtime or 6:30 p.m. In the new series of Toast, the subject is Wilkinson or Wilco, asking why this successful, privately owned family business faltered during a cost of living crisis when people were looking for value. Radio 4, just after 12:30. In Ramblings, Claire Balding joins the Galeoc 50 Plus Men's Walking Group, offering companionship and conversation to men adjusting to life after retirement for a stroll through the Vetiner Estate in Aberdeenshire. Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. BBC Inside Science brings us the latest scientific research to hit the headlines on Radio 4, 4:30 p.m. And Amal Rajan and guests offer their insights into the biggest news stories of the week. Radical, Radio 4, 11 p.m. on Thursday. Finally, Friday, May 29th, the lost Cockney voice. Cole Morton remembers the vanishing voice, half Queen, half Cockney, of his grandmother's wartime generation. Radio 4 Extra, 10:30 a.m. or 4:30 Friday afternoon. There's an episode of Steptoe and Son on Radio 4 Extra at 12:30 noon or 6:30 p.m. Gardener's Question Time this week comes from the Chelsea Flower Show, which took place last week. Radio 4 at 3 o'clock, Friday afternoon. The Quest of Donal Q is a comedy drama starring Billy Connolly and Brian Cox as brothers Donal and Sandy, who are on a quest to rescue a childhood sweetheart. Radio 4 Extra, 3 p.m. or 9 p.m. on Friday. And finally, it's been quite the few weeks in the world of politics. So the forum, any questions, comes from St Norbert Community Hall in Spalding. To round off your week, Friday, Radio 4, 8 p.m. That's it. Thank you to Wendy for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
Hello, this is the Wharfdale Talking News with a selection of audio described TV programmes from the main channels starting Saturday the 23rd of May until Friday the 30th of May 2026. Compiled and read by Glenys. Saturday, 23rd of May, BBC One. At 12 noon, there's St Denis Medical, where the nurses threaten a walkout. From 12:25, there's two episodes of Smoggy Queens, followed at 1:15 p.m. by Bargain Hunt, which is in Nottinghamshire. At 4:10, there's the film Shrek, an animated comedy about a reclusive green ogre. In Casualty at 8, Stevie discovers that Matty covered for her mistake. And from 9, There's the first two episodes of a new drama, 2 weeks in August. On BBC Two, at 20 past 11, there's the film My Week with Marilyn, a young film assistant's brief relationship with Marilyn Monroe. On ITV at 12:40 p.m, James Martin's American Adventure continues in Austin, Texas. Bullseye for Soccer Aid is on at 5 to 6, a Soccer Aid special of the classic darts game show. And at 9, there's Nobody's Fool, a strategic reality quiz game. Now to Channel 4. From 6 a.m, there are four episodes of The King of Queens, followed at 7:40 by three episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond. Three episodes of Frasier follow from 9:30 a.m. And from 11, there are four episodes of The Simpsons. On to 3:35 p.m, when there's Jamie's Ultimate Barbecue. Jamie's making a wood-kissed sesame chicken burger, veggie mezzi and surf and turf mixed grill. At 7, Steam Train Diaries is on the Levisham to Pickering line. At 8, there's the world's most secret hotels, ranging from Arizona to Poland. At 9, there's the film The Equalizer 3, with Denzel Washington tackling the mob in Italy. And the evening rounds off at 10 past 11 with the film Dante's Peak, where guests at a volcano-side hotel unwisely ignore a scientist's advice. And on Channel 5, where at 8:35 a.m, there's The Creature Cases. On Sunday, 24th of May, on BBC One, at 11:30 a.m, Homes Under the Hammer, a young couple buy their first home in Haydock. At 2:05, Ben Fogle presents an appeal on behalf of hearing dogs for deaf people. At 2:40, there's The Americas, The Wild West, where survival demands grit and adaptability. From 3:25, there's the film Minions, The Rise of Gru. At 8:15 p.m, the second episode of Death Valley, where John and Janie come to a small fishing village to investigate the death of a chef. And at 9, in Dear England, Gareth Southgate becomes the new manager of the England team. Programmes on BBC Two start at 11:30 a.m. with Andy Oliver's Fabulous Feasts from Stoke. At 2:15 p.m, there's the film Some Like It Hot. After two men witness a mass murder, they try to hide out in an all-girl jazz band. At 7:15 p.m, Expedition with Steve Backshall searches for the longest lava tube in Arabia. And at 8, in The American Revolution, Lucy Worsley investigates the breakup between Britain and America, followed at 9 by Scandinavia with Simon Reeve. ITV1. At 1:05, there's the film The Goonies, a cult adventure comedy. At 2:25 p.m, in Love Your Garden, the team builds a modern family garden for a fellow gardener with Alzheimer's. At 5:45, Bullseye for Soccer Aid is a soccer aid special of the classic darts game show. At 7 p.m, Deal or No Deal is for Soccer Aid. And at 8 p.m, there's the 1% Club Kids Special, followed at 9 by two episodes of Nobody's Fool. Channel 4. From 5 to 6 a.m, there's three episodes of The King of Queens, followed at 7:10 by three episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond, and at 1 p.m, there's two episodes of The Simpsons. At 4:30, Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It is in Essex. And at 5:35, George Clark's Amazing Spaces has George checking out a home that was once a skip. At 7 p.m, there's The Great Celebrity Bake Off for Stand Up to Cancer. And at 8, there's Cruising to the Ends of the Earth, featuring Tokyo's Shibuya Crossing and Messina's glittering golden statue of the Madonna. At 9 p.m, there's Vengeance, Murder on the Heath, a tale of young love and ill-conceived revenge. And at 10:05, there's Gogglebox. On 5, there's The Creature Cases at 8:35 a.m. And at 8 p.m, Dogs Behaving Very Badly. Now the listings of those programmes which are on at the same time each day. On BBC One at 12:15, there's Bargain Hunt. At 2 o'clock, there's Natalie Cassidy, Caring Together. At 7:30, EastEnders. On BBC Two, at 7:30 a.m, Great Continental Railway Journeys. At 2:45 p.m, Under the Vines. Please note that on Friday, this is on BBC One at 2 p.m. And at 6:30 p.m, Great Continental Railway Journeys. On ITV, at 2 o'clock, there's Dickinson's Real Deal. At 8, there's Emmerdale. And at 8:30, Coronation Street. On Channel 4, at 7:45 a.m, Everybody Loves Raymond. Followed at 9:10 by Frasier. At 12:05, Find It, Fix It, Flog It. At 4 p.m, Escape to Florida. Followed at 5 p.m. by Chateau DIY. Monday, 25th of May. On BBC One at 9:30 a.m, there's The Scarecrow's Wedding. Followed at 10 a.m. by the film Wallace and Gromit, A Close Shave. At 1:30, there's the episode of Natalie Cassidy, Caring Together. Followed at 2 by Robson Green's Weekend Escapes from Bamborough. And at 9, there's Dear England. Can Southgate's team triumph at Wembley? On BBC Two at 3:30, we go to Sicily, the wonder of the Mediterranean. At 7, Digging for Britain is from Hadrian's Wall. And at 9, there's episode 2 of Lucy Worsley Investigates the American Revolution. On ITV at 4, Deal or No Deal. At 6:30, The Chase Celebrity Special. At 7:30, we return to the Fletcher's Family Farm. And at 9, there's Nobody's Fool. To Channel 4, where Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It is at 7:30 and from Rushton. Followed at 8 by The Doghouse. At 9, Vengeance, Murder on the Heath continues. Followed at 10 by 2 episodes of Murder of the Essex Boys. Tuesday, 26th of May. On BBC One, you can join Alan Carr for Interior Design Masters at 8, followed by Who Do You Think You Are at 9. At 10:40, Half Man continues. And the evening rounds off at 11:45 with the romantic drama The Photograph. On BBC Two at 8:30 a.m, there's Lost and Found in the Dales. And at 3:30 p.m, there's a programme about Sicily, the wonder of the Mediterranean. Then on to 11 p.m. with the Elon Musk Show, The Next Chapter. On ITV this evening, there's only one programme listed, and it's Soccer Aid, More Than Just a Game, at 9 p.m. Over on Channel 4 at 8, there's Bake Off, The Professionals, with chefs attempting showpieces inspired by childhood toys. Followed at 9 by Falling, and at 10 by 24 Hours in A&E. Now to Channel 5, and at 8 p.m. there's Reuben Owen, Life in the Dales. Wednesday, 27th of May. On BBC One at 8:30 a.m, there's Great Korean Railway Journeys with Michael Portillo. And at 3:30 p.m, there's The Secret Life of Elephants. At 9 p.m, there's the comedy Amanda Land, followed at 9:30 by Only Child. And the evening rounds off at 10:40 with the first episode in Series 2 of The Good Girl's Guide to Murder. On ITV at 7:30, there's For the Love of Dogs with Alison Hammond. And at 9, there's the 5th episode of A Taste for Murder. On Channel 4, there's the 4th episode of Falling, followed at 10:05 by Celebrity Gogglebox. And at 11:05, we have the documentary Inside Thailand's British Drug Gangs. One offering on Channel 5, at 8 p.m, there's Inside the Tower of London. Thursday, 28th of May. On BBC One at 8, there's MasterChef, the second semi-final, followed at 9 by the first in a new series of the documentary Reported Missing. On BBC Two at 3:30 in the afternoon, there's The Secret Lives of Elephants. Then on to 9 p.m, with the first in a four-part series, Putin in 10 Pictures. Over on ITV at 9, there's A Taste for Murder, when a hand is found inside a dead shark. There's a wide variety to watch on Channel 4, starting at 8, with George Clark's Beautiful Builds, helping homeowners in Bromley to design innovative houses, followed at 9 by Taskmaster, with startling things happening to a pineapple and a new take on a nursery rhyme. From 10, there are two episodes of the new series Make That Movie, where ordinary people's ideas are turned into movies. And the evening finishes at 11 with Gogglebox. On Channel 5 at 7, there's Coast Guard Search and Rescue with a helicopter called out in Snowdonia. And at 9, there's the Rags to Riches story, The Hard Acres. And so to Friday, 29th of May. On BBC One at 3:30, there's The Secret Life of Elephants. In the evening at 8, there's MasterChef. At 9:30, there's Mrs. Brown's Boys. At 22:11, there's St. Denis Medical. And from 11:20, there's two episodes of Smoggy Queens. Over to BBC Two. At 10:10, there's Lifeline, an appeal for hearing dogs for the deaf. And at 7, there's Greatest Gardens with Dermot Gavin and Carol Klein. At 9, there's Hidden Treasures of the National Trust, followed at 10 by Mortimer and Whitehouse Go Fishing. This time they're in Essex. On ITV at 7:30, there's Bradley and Barney Walsh, Breaking Dad. And at 10:45, there's the 1% Club for Soccer Aid. To Channel 4, at 8 p.m, there's Dispatchers, Hunting Britain's Fugitives, followed at 9 by Gogglebox, and at 10 by First Date. The evening rounds off at 11:05 with the film Jojo Rabbit, a satire set in the Second World War. And there's one offering on Channel 5 at 9 p.m, Scotland's Lost Islands with Ben Fogle. So that's my compilation of TV programmes for this week. I hope you find something to entertain you. Goodbye.
DNF Soundings.